theory as to how to tie together.
Let's just quickly catch up. So the issue was... Well, we're doing Makos on Chaf and Aleph, okay? The issue was, if a person were to give himself a bald spot, okay? And they warn him, don't do that, okay? So typically, Sarah has to be Tochidei Dibor of the crime in order to be Chayef, okay? Tochidei Dibor. So they warn him, and he does it right away. But what about if they warn him, don't do that, and he then proceeds to do five cuts back to back to back to back, five bald spots back to back to back, or drinks five cups of wine back to back to back to back. He's a nazir, right? Okay, don't worry about it. You following?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm following.
Okay, so the question is, do you say that counts as tochidei dibor, as a gadas ra? Okay, so the one argument is to say no, it's only tochidei dibor, the first one, not of the other ones, right? And that's the conclusion of the Gemara, actually. Or, but you had a Havimina, according to Ritva, that no, that since the first Hasra is Samach to the first action, Hasra is Samach to the first action, and the first action is Samach to the second to the third, and whatever, it creates a whole chain. And therefore, it's like they all have Hasra, and Yechayev Malkas for all of them. Right? Okay. So we said Asvara is that Hasra is creating Lahavchim and Shogim Mezer. Hasra is defining this as a Mezer. Now it's a shogeg. So what is the Hasra operating on? Do you say that it's defining the Maisa as a Maisa through being Samach to the Maisa, it like qualifies this Maisa as a Maisa of the Maisa? So if that's the case, then it's only Samach to one Maisa. It's not Samach to the second and third and fourth and fifth Maisa. It's only on Samach to the first Maisa. So therefore you can only define one Maisa. So the other ones are not defined by Hasra. What do you say? No, it doesn't define the Maisa directly. What it does is in a Maisa, the Maisa is the Maisa. But a Maisa is done by a Gavra in a certain state of mind. And what the Hasra does is it quite characterizes the Gavra as being a person who's acting with Das. So it really qualifies him as someone as a Mezit, as a mindset of Mezit. Now that mindset, if you do the actions back to back to back to back to back, it's the same mindset which carries through. So therefore, the original Hasra will define the mindset. And since that mindset is continually active, see, if you wind, you give the mindset and then you wait till Chidei Dibor, then it lapses. Then he does it afterwards, then it's gone. But if you did that mindset, so it qualifies the mindset of the first action, and now that mindset, now within Chidei Dibor of the first action, you do the second one, and the third one, whatever. So then the mindset is continuous. So therefore, they're Mechai for all of them. But that's assuming you're qualifying the mindset, because the mindset, you say, could span and continue outside of the context of the Maisa. But if you're defining the Maisa per se, so Maisa A is not Maisa B, is not Maisa C. And the Hasra is only directly related to Maisa A. And therefore that's it, you know, we're going to get past that.
So what was the difference?
So the Kasha I asked on this, okay? And maybe it's superficial or whatever, but it just seems to me related to an old question. Which is, it's a Gemara, it comes up in many places in Shas, in Makos and Sanhedrin, about there's two nafkaminas, but basically it's about a chaver. A chaver is a Talmud Chacham. Okay? Does he need Hasra? Okay? Does he need Hasra? If a Talmud Chacham kills, or whatever, is he chayev if he didn't have Hasra? Okay? So that's the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Yehudas is... Chaver ain't sarah hasra. Lefishen lo niten hasra el havchem in shogeg gemezer. The whole purpose of hasra is to differentiate whether you shogeg gemezer, right? So chaver, we know he knows the halacha. He knows his hasra. It's pasha. So what do you need hasra for, right? And similarly, the Gemara connects that up with a sone, okay? A sone, someone who hates. If you kill someone who you hate, so you don't need Hasra, because it's Pashat that he did it on purpose. Right? He hates the guy, and he kills him. Well, maybe it was Shogeg, come on. Right? So he says it's Pashat. He saved the whole thing, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yossi, a sone Nehrag, Mimneshu Kimuad. Sone is Nehrag, because it's like he's a Muad. So we assume he did it amazing. Right? And the Gemara says, right? There's no Hasra. It's very nice. He's Gemur. There's no Hasra. The Gemara says, no. This is on Tesla and Bezer. Magus. No, that's Rebbe Yehuda. Who holds a cover doesn't need Hasra because it goes Dalkim and Shagel Mezer. So you know that he's a Mezer. Right? So both a Chaver, Tamach Acham, or a Sone, you know that he's a Mezer. And therefore it's saying is you don't need Hasra. Right? You don't need Hasra.
So you're bringing that Gemara to ask a question on Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah. Right. So I'm saying is. And again, you don't have to buy the kasha, but...
Well, not yet. I mean,
no, it's a
good question. Not yet. I didn't ask it quite yet. I'm about to.
No.
I'm about to. So, my kasha is, that at least I think the plain way to understand that question, right? That question, that machlokas, one way at least, is to say, what's the din of Hasra? If it's pshat, you have to define the maisa as a maisa of mezid. So now I don't care if it's a sone or whatever, you have to define the maisa. Maisa is defined as Maisa Mezid through the Hasra, which is Samach to it. It's like Maisa is an objective action, and you have to define it as Mezid through it being Hasra Samach to it. But if you say just a din of the Gavra's mindset, so I could establish the Gavra's mindset through Hasra, or I could establish the Gavra's mindset because I know principles about the Islam Chacham, or about psychology that I know he hates the guy. And that's sufficient to establish a mindset. But again, if you're defining the Maisa, you could argue then you can't just get into his mind. You need a concrete smichas of the Hasra to the Maisa to define the Maisa. You can't just define a Maisa based upon abstract knowledge about the guy's mind. Right? So, it's not the only possible Svara, but that's a Svara. But the problem is that sounds like the same exact question here, which you don't want to say, because that's a Machlokas Tanaim. And this is a Havamin Maskana. In the Gemara, according to the Ritva. Right? So I don't think the Ritva wants to say, Maskana is that you're defining the Maisa, and therefore you're saying is you only get Malkus on the first one, and therefore Chaver needs a. Right? I mean, I don't think you want to make these things contingent one upon another. Two different issues. How could the wise one having Avimino? It's already Machlokas Tamaim. Right? The difficulty is look, it seems to be a fact that that's what Hasra is for. No, is that the machlokas? Like, what's the purpose of Hasra? I mean, that's his answer. He says the whole of din, so he doesn't need Hasra because not only to Hasra, I'll have Chemishol the Mezid, right? So is that the question? Is Hasra and I'll have Chemishol the Mezid, or is that Pashat? That's the idea of Hasra. I mean, I thought that is why you need Hasra. So that should be as he says. Since that's why you need Hasra, so therefore there's no reason why. Sonai or Tam Chacham, is Hasra?
What does the other shit to say?
I'm just gonna remember. Thank you. Isur Biyah. So he says, Osan Haraya Sheshma Misas Bezdan. Isur Biyah. Aleph Beis, Aleph Gimel, Shahim Hayusham Edim Hasra. Right? If they're Edim and Hasra, Velo Pirish Mi Maesayim, and they don't separate after you give them Edim and after Hasra, Me Misin Osan Misaham Urabahim. You kill them. Right? V'afilu gimel, v'afilu yover talmidei chachamim, talmid chachamim, even if the violator is talmid chacham, ein ma'misin v'lo malkin ad shi'acham hasra. You don't punish him until there's hasra. Why? Shelo nitna hasra b'chol malkim el lahavchim min shorg l'mezer. Because the reason for hasra is always to be malkim min shorg l'mezer. Right? But what do you mean? That's exactly the svara for Rabbi Yossi who says why a chaver doesn't need hasra. Because it's only lahavchim min shorg l'mezer. And we know he's not a Chacham, so we know he's a Mezer. And the Rambam uses that very same reason to explain why even a Chaver needs Hasra.
What does he say?
This is the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Yud Beis Aleph. Okay. Echad Tami Tam Chacham Echad Am Haaretz Tzara Hasra. Shlo Nitna Hasra Lahavchim Bin Shog LeMezer Shema Shog Yikoya. Right? V'Ketzad Masrim, but how do you warn him? Omrim Lo Parosh. Separate. O al tasa, shezu averohi v'chayev aleha ata aleha misas bezden, o malkas. Impiresh potter. Of course. V'imchein imshasak. If he's silent, o hirchin v'rosho. Shakes his head and does it. Potter. Afilu amra yodei ani. I know. Potter. Ad she yater atma al misa. V'yomar al minas kein ani osa. Okay? It's to say, I don't care, Alpha Pekin. Right? V'tzarach sheyavar v'yaset... What?
Amenas or Alpha
Pekin? Amenas Kane, I know. I guess the Gemara says Alpikin. I know, I'm familiar also, but it says Almanaskin Ram. Yeah. But I think it says Alpikin, maybe. Maybe both. Vitzor Shiyavar Vyasa Tekef Lahasra Batoch de Dibor. Mamish, Tekef. Avalachik de Dibor, Tsar Hasra Acharas. Right? Okay, Bain Chesra Bechon Men Haydim, O Chesra Acher Befne Haydim, Afilu Isha O Ever, Afilu Shama Kol Hamasra, Velo Rahu, Afilu Hisra Batzma, Harizanarak. So it doesn't matter who warns him. He can warn himself. Right? Which makes sense, because you just have to know that it's Lafon Shalom Ezen. Right? Okay. So the problem is, so why do you need to warn the Tam? Why do you need to warn the Tamach Chacham? Because the Hasra is Lafon Shalom Ezen, maybe. He was Shogek. Right?
Did he say in Sanhedrin he mentioned the Tamach Chacham?
Yes. Echad Tamach Chacham, Echad Amar Tzar Hasra, Shalom Nitna Hasra, Lafon Shalom Ezen, Shema Shogek Haya. Right? It's even worse. Shema Shogeg Aya. Maybe it's a Shogeg. And it was that was the very limud. Rabbi Yossi says, Chavar, in Tzara Chasra, Shalonita, Shalach, 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 right? And so on. Right? So let's see here. The Magad Mishnah asks it. He says, like this. Masnis Nasan, look, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbeinu Kasav, Halashan, Iskam, who perishes Shana, who Shalonita, Hasra, Allahavchen, Hamaisa, and Nasa, Beshlemus, Kavanu, Machshava. Imhu shogeg b'shum davar kigon shalay yada shezuhi arva v'davar acher u'per shalosh nizkar b'gemar u'shalon nit nasra lahavchin imhu shogeg b'idias onesh amaisa olo v'tamachoch minaslam yadeh hu adavar. I don't quite get it. Lahavchin hamaisa en nasa b'shlemas kavana u'machshava imhu yishogeg b'shum davar something.
Seemed
the Talmud Chacham
to be shogeg, and he didn't realize it was an error, but he didn't realize.
Yes, but then what's Rabbi Yossi's far? I mean, if you tell me the Talmud Chacham is all-knowing, and you assume he knows everything, then that's fine. But, I mean, that sounds like that's Rabbi Yossi's saying. He's Talmud Chacham, he knows. He doesn't just have view with someone before he checks and finds everything out and all that. We assume that, right? And then, but then what's the Rambam saying? So then, what do you mean, Shema Shogeg? Right, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's a problem. Yeah, I mean, it turns out that just the pshat, I think, is that according to the Rambam, like that phrase, "Lo nitin l'hasra l'havchem shogeg l'mezid," is applicable to both shitas, right? They both know that. That's like pasha, of course, because the Rabbi Yossi is saying that, and the Rambam is saying that in the other shita. So it must be they have some different understanding. I mean, everyone knows that's what a source for. Why didn't hasra? So it's because of l'havchem shogeg l'mezid. It's definitely in that ballpark. Must be there's a question about how do you understand that principle. What does that mean exactly? Such that you require it or you don't require it. Yeah, so I think that's what Ariel is going for. Okay? Is that how do you learn Hasra? Okay? So you could say is like, look, the Dayanam, it's a din in Bezdin. Bezdin is chayiv to judge the case and to punish a person who does a sin b'mason. Now, how does Bezdin figure out whether he's a mason? Oh, Hasra. Lo nitin Hasra l'havchem mishog l'mezid. But it's essentially, there's no intrinsic gezeiras hakazav of Hasra. It's just a din that Beis Din can only kill a guy who they know is mezid. And they have to figure out whether he's a mezid. So the normal way you figure out whether he's a mezid is using Hasra. But you have other tricks. If you know he's a chaver or he's a sonai, so then that's another technique. You didn't do Hasra. Who cares? It's lav dafka. That's what he's saying. Lo nitam hasra ella lahavchin min shogeg l'mezid. But if they have another method of havchana, namely they know that he's a chaver, he knows the halach, he knows what he's doing, or they could see he's a sonei, so then that's sufficient, right? That's what he's saying. It's only given to be mavchin, which means there's no intrinsic zeras akasav of hasra. It's really just a havchana. You just have to figure out whether or not he's shogeg l'mezid, right? So then it opens up the possibility of other methods. Or do you say that this is what you're saying is protocol? Is like the, and it works well because it's exercicusiv. Al pi shnei edim yalkum davar. Al pi shnei edim. Which means the Torah codifies that a crime of which to be net to have an onesh, it needs shnei edim, edim hasra. Al pi shnei edim yalkum davar. Now, why? Because that's the way to figure out that it's mezid. But that's the gzeras hakasav is that that hasra'ah is a necessary component of a crime, a punishable crime. In other words, that the crime is done in a way which incorporates into it a determination of mezid. Okay, and there's a hafchana of inshallah the mezid. Any action could be vague. Maybe it's shalom mezid, mezid. So the Torah did is it posited, that a crime has to be a crime which is committed, which a hasra has to be a chelek of the maisa. And that's the only type of a crime that we punish for. A crime which is defined as a maisa mezid via hasra. So it's not, hasra isn't just like a tool that Beis Din uses to figure out a svara, whatever, whether or not he's mezid or shogeg, but the hasra is a chelek of a punishable crime. Namely, the crime is only punishable if it's done in a manner which is muchach, that it's a maisa of mezid. So it's like a gzeres hakasuf. Now there's a svara for it, because why should Torah have a gzeres hakasuf like that? What's the sense of it? Oh, because the hafka mishalag mezid. But bottom line is it codified? It set up a rigor, a tzura, of how you define a maisa as a maisa mezid. Right? How? Well, by incorporating hasra into the gufa maisa. And if the hasra is part of the maisa, well, then it's chayev. Right? Then it's chayev. If it doesn't, well, then it's not shema shogeg. But it doesn't mean shema shogeg like the dayanim are necessarily mesupak. But it means in the character of the maisa itself, there's nothing in the tzuras ha-maisa which makes it mesed. The hasra, and that's why it has to be talked about, where it's built into the maisa. Right?
Because even looking at the procedure, like what he said.
Yeah, that's the procedure. And that's why it's good why he has a gzeres hakasuf. You need a gzeres hakasuf for something like that. Because you wouldn't need a gzeres hakasuf for the other din, for Rabbi Yossi's din. Because it's just a matter of you only kill a guy. You obviously only kill people who are mezid. So you need a gzeres hakasuf of hasra. It's just how the it means the Beis Din has to be intelligent. They don't just kill people who are shogeg. So they have to figure out that he's a mezid. So then that's a svara. The svara is that a chaver, that a sone. Those are, then you open up the door to svaras, because svaras is one method, but there's other methods as well. Now this might be a problem, because this does sound like our svara, I think, because that was our question. If it's just a gilai das, right, like a Riosi, then you have five maisim in a row, then you have the gilai das and all that. But if it's defining the maisa, then it's to be built into the maisa, then it's only on one maisa, right? But forget about that. That's besides the point. We'll get to that. It's a problem. But let's just on his own right. It's just be a little better. So Mati's asking, and I think I'm going to take your question and maybe incorporate your approach. Okay? So your question is the Rambam says, when he explains it, he says, right? Which sounds like it means, it's not just, well, there's a formality here. We know for sure, right? This is the way we're saying it. It's like, we know for sure he's mezid, because he's a chaver. But how do you know? Maybe. I'm sorry. The way we're learning, it's, look, we know that he's a mezid, but there's a formality here. Right? The Torah set up a formality. Right? But then why does the Rambam say, Shema Shogegaya? Right? So I think we're forced to say, which is, I agree, is the hook, is to say the Torah set up Hasel HaHavchin Shogeg LeMezid, because in every case, how do you know? Maybe he's a shogeg, and that's why the Torah set up Hasra. Now, once it set it up, it's going to apply even in this case where you know that he's a mezid. But that's the hook. It sounds like he's saying Shema Shogeg means here he's a Shema Shogeg. Right? So maybe like this, a little better, and this is, I think similar to what you're trying to say, Mati, is that what's the Metzias here? Is it a possibility that he's a shogeg or not? I mean, it sounds like this is the problem. Is that Rabbi Yossi sounds like he's saying, we know he's a mezid, right? And the Rambam sounds like he's saying, hey, maybe he's a shogeg, right? Which one is it? Right? So it's like, what's the facts? So the thing is, I think I'd say is like this, is that, okay, it's pretty certain that he's a shogeg. Okay, talking loosely, descriptively, it's pretty clear that he's a mezid, but you never know for sure. See, hasra'ah, and this is a little bit like your formalization, your protocol, but it's a sensible protocol. Because it could be the Ram doesn't like saying it's a protocol. Because why is there a protocol? It doesn't make sense. Why do you have a formalized protocol? You have to do it exactly this way. You know, just if the din is mesir, the din is mesir. So it's just like, well, that's it. That's the rules. Sorry. Well, why is that the rules? That's not... Midrashim learns that's not, in its own right, isn't convincing. Because it's lahavchan. But he's holding it like this, is that there's different levels of havchan. There are different levels, different ways to be mavchan. Right? You could just use like a shekel hadas. You know, Dayanim after all, and a din Torah, that's what they do. They're using a shekel hadas and know everything about the din Torah. I mean, they have to be thinking, they have to evaluate the circumstance. And you'd say, look, they have to use their minds to figure out whether it's shogeg mezer. That's what they have to do. And one method they could use is Asra. Another method they could use is using Amdanathar. He says, Tamu Chacham, he assumes he knows it. Do you know for sure that he knows it 100% without any doubt that he knows it? At this moment, he's Tamu Chacham or Asone. Do we know for sure? We don't know for sure. But look, there's a lot we don't know for sure. Even Shneidim, we don't know for sure. Maybe they're lying, whatever. But there's a Din. In general, the Dayanim have to use their Svara. And this is a good Svara. It's a good Svara that he's a Tamu Chacham. He knows the Halacha. But you could argue, Al Pishnei Adem Yachum Davar, is the Torah is demanding a level of certainty. Okay? Just like by Shnei Adem, the Torah defines a bar. One Eid is not high enough, it's not believable enough. Two Eidim is the bar, it sets a standard. There's a standard of Ne'amanus, of Shnei Adem. So you could say there's a standard of, how do you ever know it's in his head? Right? Shogeg Mezer is in his head. So there's different techniques you could use. One technique is you previous knowledge that you know about the guy. He's a Tamu Chacham, he hates him, he's this, right? There's another standard, another method is Mamish Hasra. Hasra is like as direct a knowledge you can have of the guy's head. Toch kidei dibor, you warn him, and he says Afal Piken or Amenasken, right? It's a funny lashon Amenasken, right?
Yeah.
Fine. But that's as basically as good as it gets. As good as it gets about reading the guy's mind. His mamish, right before he does it, you warn him, and he says, I don't care, I'm an Askin, I'm doing it, right? So what the Torah is doing there is it's setting, according to the way we hold, Al Pishnei and Yagam Dover, is it's defining a very high standard. It's defining the standard of knowledge of Mezen. So yes, Bezen has to kill him if he's a Mezen. But how sure do they have to be? So according to the we hold, Al Pishan Dimakandava, the Torah is defining the bar of knowledge. How do you have to know? You have to know with the certainty of Hasra. That's the level of certainty that you have to have. And if that's the case, then a Chaver and a Sone don't meet that bar. Because you could come up with explanations. Maybe he was a shogeg. Do we know for sure that he was in his right mind at that moment? I don't know. Maybe he didn't realize. Maybe he forgot. Maybe whatever. And the Sona, he hated him. Okay, he hates him. But maybe this was an accident. Right? I mean, you know, it's unreasonable. But, I mean, it's possible. Right? It's not. So according to the way we hold, the Gzeras HaKasav, if it's a Gzeras HaKasav of Hasra, Al Pishnei Adem Yakum Davar, then the Torah is setting a bar of knowledge of Mezid. But Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold by the Gzeras HaKasav. Sounds like that's the Lima, that's right? But he's not holding by that. He just holds that the halacha is you only manish people who are mezer. So it's up to the bezin to use their shekel das, like in anything else the bezin does, and to figure out whether he's a mezer according to their das. And according to their das, if he's a sone or he's a chaver, then that works. Now, if he's not a chaver, he's not a sone, he's a random guy, then how's bezin supposed to know? Hasra is lahavka mishal gemezer. So hasra isn't like a gezeras akasav according to Yossi of setting a bar. Hasra is just a technique, a tool. One of the tools which Bezin uses to figure it out. But it's not, you need Gzeras HaKasav. If you didn't, that's my point. If you didn't have Gzeras HaKasav, which is setting a bar, then you'll say that's good enough knowledge. That's enough to convince the Bezin that he's amazing. And it's just Gilhafchin, and this is another technique. And is it certain? No, it's not certain. But most things in life aren't certain. It's good enough. According to, that's what I'm saying. Rabbi Yossi holds, that's good enough knowledge for the Bezin to determine. Which in general, there's certain assumptions Bezin's going to have to use their minds and to figure it out. And look, maybe it's going to be a case by case. Maybe if he's a Chaver, but there's an actual reasonable doubt about the thing, then maybe they're going to take that into account. Right? But we hold that no, the Torah set a bar like that. Now, why the Torah set a bar? Or what's the Torah doing? It's basically saying is you gotta, basically, for all intents and purposes, rule out the Shema Shogeg. Torah is not, it does not want to accidentally kill a Shogeg. And because Shema Shogeg, the Torah is set up, like Zeras HaKasa, that you need Hasrala HaKamesh HaGamesh. You can't use circumstantial types of svaras to figure out that he's not a shogeg.
Basically, essentially, what we're protocol
is not just a protocol because we're stuck on protocol. It's because the protocol says you have to have a definitive conclusion, not just a very very probable conclusion. You need a definitive conclusion, and the only definitive conclusion is hasratoch de divor al menas kain. Right. And as if the maskana were a biosi. That it's just a matter of Bezin just has to figure it out. Then certainly, it can't be a chain of Hasras can't be worse than a Chaver, right? Because, yeah. I mean, you just warned him, and then you have the chain and all that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I hear that. I mean, you're just trying to figure out his Das. You have this chain, and his Das is, right, ultimately you're figuring it out, and it's a good Svara. But we hold that the Torah demands that it's really Mamish, Sochtei Dibor, Hasra, definitive knowledge through Hasra Tochtei Dibor. Okay? Now the question is, the idea of Tochtei Dibor is that it does make it more definitive. Because the idea of Tochtei Dibor is you say, look, maybe he forgot. But you mean here too, you maybe forgot.
So how do we have the
star
that's defining the mindset?
Oh, right. Well, yes, that's a good question. So you mean once you say Tochtei Dibor and you're doing definitively, so then it's not Tochtei Dibor to the last, to the second one.
Let's say it was objectified.
What we said still works. The question is that again, Rabbi Yossi just told you just have to figure out. Bezin just judges. They use their judgment, so the judgment could be based on Hasra, it could be based upon Chaver, and right. But we hold no. The Torah set a standard. Okay, and the standard is Hasra. That's the way you do it. Right? Hasra is the standard. So the question is, what is the standard? Is the standard that you have to define the Maisa Avera? In which case, you can't define five Maisa, you define one Maisa. That's the standard. The standard is that the way you know Maisa is you define the Maisa, just sum up to the Maisa, you define it as a Maisa. In which case, it'll only be one. Or do you say the standard is that the Gavra HaOsa is defined as a Maisa through this Hasra? But the standard is defining the Das HaGavra. And if the standard is defining the Das HaGavra through the Hasra, so then you define, what you do before the first one, you define the Das HaGavra of the first one, and you say that Das is a Das of Mezer. Now the second one is the same Das, which is continuing. Since the first one's Das, the Das is present in that first Mesa of Mezer, now the Das continues. So if the method, the objective method that Torah set up, and the standard is that you need Hasra to define the Das HaGavra, well then since it's the same exact Das continuing through, it's the same actor who's continually doing all these things, once you define his Das through the Hasra, then you define it and all apply to all of them. But again, if you're the way the objective standard was that you have to define the Maisa, so then it's only going to work to the first Maisa. So they're both saying it's the standard, it's the same as far as before. What is the standardization? How is the standardization working? Through the Das of the Gavra or through the Maisa itself. I think we're good. So let's, for next time, we still didn't get back to the Tosfos versus the Ritva.
Okay.
Right? So hopefully we'll take that up next time.